Hallelujah. I believe you have God's irene, God's kind of peace. This comes from John chapter 14, verse 27. In order to understand the full impact of John 14, verse 27, we need to read the same verse from different Bible translations. In King James, it reads, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And then in New Living Translation, it says, "I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." The Message Bible puts it this way, "I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you, peace. I don't leave you the way you are used to being left, feeling abandoned, bereft. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught." Finally, according to the Amplified Bible, the same John chapter 14, verse 27, is translated as, "Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled." Notice that Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you." So the same peace that Jesus has right now is yours. The Greek word for peace is irene. It means tranquility of the soul, peace of mind and heart. And according to Strong's Concordance, the peace of God involves security, safety, prosperity, and felicity or happiness. Peace, as we've read from the Message Bible, is a state of being well and whole. It's a total package. Once we know the full definition of what we've got, the God's kind of peace, then we will be equipped to handle the next part of John 14, 27, where Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled or distressed." So in spite of the external circumstances or what others may do to you, according to Scripture, you have the power to not let your heart be troubled or distressed. God would be unjust to tell you something that you really have no ability to do. But you do have that power. You do have the choice to shut the door of your heart from fear through the knowledge of God's love for you. Your body isn't meant to endure prolonged stress. And God loved you so much that He has given you His peace. You have God's kind of peace, the total package of God's irene. So remember, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.